And right now, it is time to bring in our meteorologist, Pat Pagano, who is all wet this morning.
Not as wet as you are.
That's exactly right.
Another Marshall Miles morning, a 3 a.m. morning.
I just hate it. The temperature stats are 44 degrees, mm-hmm. but at least there's no ice this morning. We actually had ice yesterday morning, which was really disturbing.
Yeah.
But there's no ice this morning. It's just wet and sloppy.
It's not as disturbing as having your president rip meteorologist apart.
Oh, what did he say last night?
It's something to the fact that we're never right. And meanwhile, the forecast were spot on.
So you guys are now fake news too.
Yeah. Yep. It's going around the board. Unbelievable.
Isn't there something better to do than to criticize meteorologists?
Yeah, try to run the country.
You know, I mean, enough people do that as it is.
Thank you. Yeah, and a lot of jokes. But anyhow, any rain or drizzle will just give way to clouds today. There could be a little sun if we get that, Marshall. Unfortunately, not till the end of the day. Are you commuting to good old great New York City?
Yes, I am.
Have a nice time. Same thing there. There may be a little sun this afternoon. So we'll have a high of 60. Let's hope we make that. Tonight, partly cloudy, down to 40. For tomorrow, some sun, a chance of showers, low 60s. Thursday, cloudy with showers, low 60s. Friday, showers and a thunderstorm. We should get to 70. I think we'll bail out with partly cloudy skies Saturday, but rain on Sunday. Sunday's going to be a good day, Marshall, for you to sit down and watch that movie that I sent you.
It will be. So what's the temperatures going to be on Sunday when it rains?
Probably in the 50s.
Man.
Yep.
Man, is it going to be a steady rain?
Steady. Steady rain. Kind of El Miserable.
Is it going to start Saturday night?
Yes, it is. Late Saturday night.
But Saturday itself is going to be a decent day.
Decent. Partly cloudy. It'll start with sun. The clouds will come in. Those clouds will lower and thicken. Then sometime overnight, Saturday, rain will begin. And rain will continue through the day Sunday.
What's the temperature going to be like in between like 9 and noon on Saturday?
I would think 9 and noon. I would say probably 60 to 65.
All right. So that's not too bad. That's perfect running weather, actually.
Yeah, it shouldn't be bad.
Now, the people in the race and the walk will have a great day for that, and that's not even too bad for me to sit there sit outside in front of the station.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good thing it's Saturday and not Sunday, because Sunday would have been terrible, absolutely terrible. Okay, so it's, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for a little laugh. Here we need a little laughter. Pat decided yesterday, while he was out doing his errands, that he's going to stop at Panera. My sister gave me a Panera gift card for my birthday. And I said, you know what? I do like their soups. So I'll stop and I'll get soup. So I go in. And I'm looking here. They have those big boards up there. Show the soups and the sandwiches. And you can get a half a sandwich and soup for so much. Well, I don't see any soups. And I'm looking for sandwiches. I only see anything. I see everything but breakfast. Yeah, breakfast, breakfast, breakfast. Over to the right, I see the little counter set up with all of the different pastries. And I'm looking around for a menu. I don't see that. So I said to the gentleman, do you have soup? He says, no, we don't have soup. Huh. Thinking to myself, strange. So I said, all right, give me a piece of pound cake. I point to a lemon pound cake. I said, and I'll take that almond ring. I'm figuring I got the gift card. I might as well spend it. So he wraps it up, you know, totals it. I hand him the gift card, and he looks at me and he goes, sir. So yes, he goes, you're in Starbucks. Do I have to tell you how embarrassed I felt?
So did you pay for the stuff?
No. I said, I'm very sorry. He said, Panera's across the street.
Thank you. So did you go across the street?
Of course I did.
And what'd you get?
I got my soup. I got my soup and I got one dessert. And that was the end of that. And I'm just thinking to myself, you are just, I said, you're just spent. I mean, to walk into a Starbucks and not realize it.
See, that's why President Trump criticized you guys.
I guess so.
Now, did he criticize you guys yesterday?
Yes.
I can't find it in the news.
Yeah, it was something about somebody sent me that. I think, hold it, I'll find it for you in 2 seconds. I thought it was here. I'll look in trash and see if it's in trash.
Yeah, because I can't find. I was looking for it to see what it was.
You can't find it, right?
Yeah, I couldn't find it.
Let's see. I'm gonna go all the way down. Tweets. And you didn't find it, huh?
No.
Let's see if I have it in my. I know somebody sent it to me, and it was also on Facebook. By the way. It was also on Facebook. See if I find it in my. Isn't that funny? It's almost like I was dreaming this, but I'm not. I know I'm not. Several people talked about it yesterday, and you didn't find it at all?
No.
Here. Here it is. Trump ridicules weather forecasts for getting it wrong the most when they made a spot-on prediction. President Trump took a swing at meteorologists at a Wisconsin rally Saturday, calling out weather forecasters for a bad prediction. The only problem? Question mark. The forecast was on the mark. Thousands crammed into the research center. Trump's remarks turned to the weather. They thought you were going to have a big snowstorm, jeered Trump. Crowds erupting into roaring cheers. A big, big snowstorm. The people that get it wrong the most are the weather forecast and the political analysts. How do you like that?
Our president has no one else to criticize.
He's running the gamut, isn't he?
he's running the road. There you go.
I think he got a little edgy yesterday because Biden was starting his campaign, and you know he was immediately backed by
Firemen's Union. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, and he was. I know he's tweeting all over the place. Well,
there you go.
What can I say? You know, this is you know, just like weather forecasting, which sometimes is a guessing game. Same for politics. I know. I think it's hysterical.
Well, anyway, so I'm going to have a good weekend. I'll be able to sit and do our broadcast and play the music for the Sharon Classic Road Race on Saturday. And on Sunday, I'll be able to sit and watch Mr. Pagano's movie.
Yeah. And probably some others, too.
I watched a movie that was okay, but it wasn't as good as I thought. I'm Number Four is what it's called.
I never heard of that.
And a science fiction movie, but it wasn't that great.
Too
much setup and not enough bang for the buck. But I went and checked to make sure, and I have every, out of the Marvel sequence, I have every Iron Man movie and every Avenger movie and every Captain American movie. I'm only missing the five Thor movies, which I've got to do, and I've got the Wonder Woman movie, of course. But now I just have to wait for the movie to come out on, you know, in 6 months or so, so I can get it there.
Some blockbuster, right? Over $1 billion.
$1.6 billion the first weekend.
my goodness.
3 days.
Were you, as a kid, were you into comic books?
Oh, big time. I was a big Marvel, and that was another thing. There was the group that did Superman and stuff. There was I forget what group that was, but then Marvel came along with the Fantastic Four, Captain America, and stuff like that. And I was a Marvel fan the whole way.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's why I love these movies.
I was a Marvel fan the whole way, big time, and. And see, that's exactly why I love the movies. Well, we're out of time.
Yes, and why are you in the city?
Going into the city.
Yeah, stop at Panera, get some soup.
Maybe I'll stop at Starbucks and say, I want some soup. All right, Pat, I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Yeah, all right, bye-bye.
Take care. Pat Pagano in the Weather Center this morning with a check on our forecast.